Chapter 46. Kristoff. Kukulkan's giant, stinking body lay on the ground encircling Sahar, Jasmina, and me. The three of us still grasped onto each other, even as the snake had fallen and shook the surrounding ground, even as my light had dissipated into the snake and killed it and cleared the skies of the storm. I looked up at the sun-streaked sky. It was beautiful. And then I heard Rosmarin shouting and the world went black. My eyes were open, but I couldn't see anything in front of me, and I felt a chill air circling around me. I reached out for Jasmina and Sahar, but my hands fell through the air, empty. I tried to move, but something rooted my feet in place. I heard a voice. It was deep and alluring, and it spoke to me. I couldn't tell if it was in my head or all around me, but it was loud and made my teeth and bones chatter. It vibrated through my body and into my core. "Join me, Lightbearer, and you will know power beyond your wildest dreams," the voice echoed in my skull. The voice was warm, and I wanted to run to it. I wanted to do whatever it said. "No," I thought, "it's not worth sacrificing my friends." Zillin's smooth, terrifying laugh bounced around my head. "You think they would do the same for you? Even as we speak, I'm offering them the same deal. Ultimate power." "None of them would ever join you."
"Maybe they're all as foolish as you. Except..."
His voice stopped for a minute, leaving my head throbbing.
"Ah, yes, Jasmina. It's hard for a djinn to resist a good deal."
"No!" I screamed as I tried to fight against his voice in my head. I flung my arms wildly and tried to break out of the darkness, but my hands swam through emptiness. Zilling cackled, and the sound rattled through my brain.
"As much as I want you, Lightbearer, the djinn will do until you change your mind."
I felt his voice exit my brain, leaving me empty and alone, and I almost regretted my denial of his offer. But as the black faded away and I stood there blinking in the sunlight, I realized what he had said. "Jasmina?" I shouted. Only Sahar stood next to me, and I turned around, but Jasmina and Zillin had vanished. "Where did she go, Sahar?" I screamed at the sorceress, but she only stood there shaking her head with her hands covering her face. "Sahar!" I tried to break her out of the spell, or whatever was happening, but she fell to her knees. Rosmarin ran towards me screaming, and she rushed into me and wrapped her arms around me in a tight embrace. "What happened? Are you all right?" she breathed. "Where did Jasmina go?" I asked.
"I don't know. She was there, and then darkness wrapped around the three of you. Then Zillin disappeared, and when the darkness left with him, so was Jasmina."
Rosmarin was as breathless as I was. "We have to find them." I grabbed Rosmarin by the shoulders. Somewhere in the distance, screams rang out. Lots of yelling and screaming and the sounds of pain. "Come on," I hissed and took off running toward the sounds. Rosmarin raced behind me, and thankfully Sahar followed. As we charged through the crowd of our soldiers, we came upon the rest of our group. "What's all the screaming?" I asked Rachel as she ran up next to me.
"I don't know,"
she replied with fear in her eyes. We ran up through Sophia's reinforcements. Many of the undead corpses littered the field, but as we continued up through their ranks, bodies flew up and overhead. "Zillin," I muttered. I pushed through the soldiers and emerged into a clearing. Zillin and Jasmina stood in the center, with our entire army surrounding them in a wide circle. Soldiers raced toward them, but before they could even land any blows, Zillin sent them twirling through the air. I stepped out into the open. My friends followed me until we were all facing him and slowly closing the distance.
"We defeated your army, Shadowmancer,"
Rosmarin yelled at him.
"Surrender or die."
A deep laugh rolled out of him.
I can make a new army.
A loud, brazen laugh echoed from Rachel.
And you really think you can kill all of us in our army?
My friends, all 9 of us stretched out across the field. We were ready for whatever he was about to do.
Maybe I can't do it alone.
He looked at Jasmina, who stood like a statue with her arms straight down beside her.
Jin, would you like to do the honors?
Jasmina looked to the sorcerer and then stared at us. We waited, all frozen, wondering what she would do. Jasmina? I called.
Don't do this. Please.
I stepped forward with my hand held out to her. Time stood still as we waited. I saw a hint of movement from the djinn, and I prepared myself for whatever fury she was about to unleash on us, but she winked at me. And with that gesture, I knew she had never intended to take his deal. She turned toward Zillin and leaped up, floating high into the air with her arms up. As she came back down and dropped her arms, a pillar of blue fire scorched down in a circle around Zillin. The Shadowmancer yelled in agony as the blue flames caught his robes on fire and burned his body. The rest of us sprang into action as the brilliant fire blinded the Shadowmancer. We sprinted forward, and I sent a beam of blazing light through Jasmina's fire. Sahar lopped a purple, bubbling spell at him, and the rest of our companions and the army around us moved in with weapons pointed at the Shadowmancer. He shouted and sent a cloud of darkness out and over us, but I aimed a beam of light through it, melting it away before it fell down onto us. Zillin yelled and chucked more spells at us and the army as Jasmina's fire turned to ash. His eyes burned red, and his body pulsated with magic as he unleashed his full fury on us, still doing damage like a cornered beast. He sent a spell whipping past me that burned off a good portion of my skin on the right half of my body. That spell hit Jace head-on, and the werewolf yelped as fur sizzled off him. Rosmarin rushed forward, her blade at the ready. She slashed it down, but the piercing clang of the metal sent a sharp pain through my throbbing head as Zillin brought his wavy blade up to meet hers. I rushed in, hoping to catch him off guard with my dual daggers lashing out in front of me. He threw Rosmarin back, parried my attack with one hand, and sent a powerful blast through the air, pushing the advancing soldiers back. Rachel charged ahead with a battle cry and swung her Woldo low. Zillin leaped over it and brought his blade down to block the sword of an advancing lynx. As he shoved the jaguar's blade down, he thrust his sword around toward Rachel. She dodged it, but just barely. But Zillin only continued his terrifying assault as he sent a bolt of lightning streaming into Lynx. As he fell to the ground in convulsions, we didn't stop. Erwin launched an arrow toward the Shadowmancer. A wave of his hand sent the projectile flying back past her, and into the face of a vampire wearing the colors of Constanta. But Onyx stomped forward, using the fairy's shot as cover, and brought her greatsword straight down on the sorcerer. He managed to swing his blade up to block, but he had to put his other arm under his sword for support. The force of Onyx's blow made him sink down into the soil. The Doombringer held him there, pushing him deeper down, and Zillin trembled as he fought against the gargoyle's strength. Then, the sorcerer sent her flying backward into Rachel, Lynx, and Erwin, who had all moved in to try to take advantage of his moment of weakness. He had pushed the soldiers back considerably with his blast, but they charged forward again, forming a tight circle around him. Despite Zillin's might, it was clear he was becoming tired and beaten down. Still, even as he noticed how dire his situation was, he fought on like mad. I raced toward him, charging my blade with light. As I leapt into the air, Sahar sent a blast beneath me, angled to send me higher into the sky. I came down with a combined force of my momentum, the force of gravity, and Sahar's magic. With my blades aimed directly for Zillin's chest, I released the light I had been holding in the dagger, as I hurtled towards him like a comet. The light exploded, and my blades struck home. Zillin flew backward, but the ravaged Shadowmancer disappeared into a swirling black hole.
a portal. I stalked toward the abyss, ready to follow him to wherever the portal led so I could end his miserable life and stop the destruction he had unleashed on the world. I was so bent on this task that I barely registered the shouts and pleading of my friends and lovers, who begged me not to follow. But I did. I stepped through the portal into the void between worlds. Everything turned hazy, and I felt like I was swimming through black nothingness until I stepped out of the portal onto the other side. We were no longer on the green field surrounded by an army. We were on rocky land, and the smells and sounds of an ocean thundered nearby. The blue sky was now black, with a gleaming full moon overhead. The Shadowmancer smacked into a large boulder that hadn't existed before. He laughed as he tumbled to the rocky ground below. I had no idea where I was or how I had gotten here, but I saw my target before me. He coughed and sputtered blood from his grinning mouth. I stalked forward to finish the sorcerer when hands grabbed at the back of me. They pulled me back until the scenery changed again and I fell on the green field with blue skies overhead. Faces stared at me. Those of our soldiers. My friends. The woman I loved. Rosmarin knelt down and wrapped her arms around my neck.
Kristoff, we almost lost you.
She sobbed into me. What happened? Where's Zillin? I asked as I looked from face to face, staring down to me. Rachel came into view.
The damn sorcerer used a portal.
You almost got trapped on the other side.
Erwin sobbed. I could have killed him! I shouted up at them. I had him!
If we left you there, we might never have found you again.
Zahar informed me.
Who knows where that portal led?
I sighed and put my head in my hands. Yes, we had defeated the army of undead. And yes, we had killed Kukulkan. But Zillin was still out there somewhere, and there was no doubt in my mind that he would continue with his plans. I appreciated that my companions cared so much for my life, but I couldn't shake the feeling that we were not safe while he was still alive.